For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is more wide receiver drama going on in the NFL than just what's happening in San Francisco with Brandon Ayuk. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones never met a microphone he didn't like, and he was talking yesterday at, before, after Cowboys practice. He said on the contract talks with CeeDee Lamb, quote, "I don't have any urgency to get it done," end quote. And then CeeDee Lamb quote tweeted it and just put LOL.
I saw that.
Jerry Jones done screwed this whole thing up, man.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Way bad.
Couple times.
Hadn't paid Dak.
Right.
Hadn't paid CeeDee. Micah Parsons. Won all three to be around. None of it's done. Dak cannot be franchised, from what I understand. So he might just walk out the door. They've got no replacement option in tow for him, right? Unless they believe Trey Lance is that guy. Okay. Have fun with that. Good luck with that. What a disaster.
I mean, what are they going to do with CeeDee Lamb if he's not in a rush? They need him. They absolutely need him.
They need him.
And I feel like he's a guy that's like, yeah, I'm not showing up. Like, I don't care. Like, I am not coming. I am not having to hold in. I am not coming around until I get a contract. And if Jerry's going to play, you know, strong arm, like, he's their weapon.
Their big weapon.
Yeah.
And while some might say Brandon Ayuk, not a top 10 receiver in the NFL, you can't say that about CeeDee Lamb.
Correct.
CeeDee Lamb's on the short list for maybe pound for pound, regardless of position, one of the best players in the league, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
12 touchdowns this year, 135 catches for darn near 1,800 yards.
That's balling.
That is absolutely balling.
That's Antonio Brown stuff.
Yes, it is. And his second year in the league, I mean, shoot, his whole career, man. As a rookie, 935 yards. Second year, 1,100 yards. Third year, he just keeps getting better. Nearly 1,400 yards and 9 touchdowns. And then last year, he has his career season, 135 receptions, 1,800 yards, 12 touchdowns, 80 first downs. He's just an unstoppable force.
He's durable.
He has played 34 games the last 2 years. Yeah, hasn't missed a game. And that's one of the things about Brandon Ayuk that is enticing to me too, Doran, is he played 17 games his second year, 17 his third year, and then last year he played 16 games. And he did have a career year with over 1,300 yards. CeeDee's the kind of guy, like, if it didn't work out with Ayuk, you'd love to have CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, of
you
course.
Would love to have CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb, I think, has a case to be the highest paid receiver in football. And do you want to go and do that? I mean, I would. I would. We're not hearing that Dallas is shopping him. We're not hearing that they're going to handle this the way that the 49ers have handled the Ayuk situation. But if he were to become available, do you sniff around that? CeeDee Lamb.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. This is not like your whole Dak situation. They're two different players there. Like, I would not sniff around Dak in the offseason and think about paying Dak $60 million, but I'll pay CeeDee Lamb.
35, something like that. Yeah.
For sure. Especially if you're in the ballpark. Say, like, I don't know what the actual number is for Ayuk. I've heard 25, I heard 26, I've heard 27. He's accepted that because he just wants to play for Steelers and get out of the 49ers organization. But if, say, if it's 28 for
Ayuk,
I think you could be willing to pay 35 for CeeDee Lamb.
He's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
And that's not to say Brandon Ayuk isn't, but you're right.
They're different levels of a player.
Yeah.
They're different levels.
Yeah.
There are different tiers.
What I had to laugh about was I saw Sharp Football. Great site, analytics, film breakdown, Warren Sharp. He screen grabbed Jerry Dulac's chat from yesterday in the Post-Gazette.
Mm-hmm.
And Dulac was asked if the Steelers might consider moving George Pickens in a Brandon Ayuk deal, which I think is a silly question because they're not going to do that. You want to pair Brandon Ayuk.
You're not going to cut your nose off to
spite your face.
Exactly. You're not going to create a hole. This is the reason why they're getting Ayuk, is to have another receiver. But go ahead.
Here's where I disagree with what Dulac wrote. Dulac wrote, that is not in their plans at all. Okay. That I agree with. Straight up, the Steelers value Pickens more than they do Ayuk. No, they don't. No, they don't. I don't buy that. He's going to be a very productive receiver this year, particularly if you have Brandon Ayuk, and he's going to be at a very, 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 he's going to be at a fraction of the cost. But if they valued Pickens that much, then I don't know that they're going out and getting an Ayuk, a guy that they're going to pay $28 million a year.
I think that what he's saying is that they would rather not trade Pickens and not sign Ayuk. Like, if that makes sense. Like, they would rather not sign Ayuk and keep Pickens than trade Pickens and sign Ayuk.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
If it had to be one or the other,
they're going
to
stay with.
You're going to keep the guy that costs basically $30 million
correct,
less.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what.
If that's what he's saying, then sure. Then sure.
But value, like, as a pure receiver, like, who would you rather have? Like, if we're doing a fantasy draft?
Yeah.
Ayuk, yeah.
Well, and if you're having a let's win football games draft.
That too, yeah.
If they were going to cost the same, the Steelers are going to value Ayuk more.
Yes.
I have no question about
that. He's a more all-around receiver, yeah.
Yes. And sure. He's proven, and he's done it, and he's coming off a career year. And so is Pickens in that regard. But if you trade for Ayuk, it's not impossible that they pay two receivers at some point. But I do think it's highly unlikely. Ray Fittipaldo, who's as tapped in as anybody, said he thinks if you trade for Ayuk, you're not ever going to give George Pickens a second contract. So if what Ray is saying is correct, and I buy that, then you do value Ayuk more. You do. But I get what you're saying, too. You are right. And if that's what Jerry means, then fair enough. But they're not as enamored with Pickens, I think, as like that response would have you believe.
Because mm-hmm.
if you were, I don't know that you're interested in Ayuk. I think you expect him to then make a step, and I think that Pickens to make a step, and then that would lift the tide of all the other boats.
Don't you think that they are enamored with Pickens because they're willing to give up Deontay Johnson? And they're like, hey, like, we'll figure it out.
I think they're trying to get Ayuk because they look at Pickens as a potential Deontay Johnson kind of head case. Potential.
Mm-hmm.
And they're worried about what he might become. Not saying that they think that that's definitely the path he's going to go down, but there were absolutely signs of that last
year. So you think that George plays a factor in the whole Ayuk thing? See, like, I look at it as, like, they're adding Ayuk to this offense to make this offense better, and they would love to have George as the second piece or third piece to this offense and not the second piece or the first piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how, like,
I just think it's quite clear that they don't pay Pickens if they get Ayuk. And so from that standpoint, I can't separate the two.
You can't franchise them?
They could, but oh.
What?
I mean, how do you think that's going to go?
I mean, say you give a bridge deal to Fields, so you're going to be paying way less than you would a legit starting quarterback that's up for a contract. I mean, they still would be saving it, not paying a huge amount at quarterback. I don't know. Maybe. You think it would be a big deal, though, if they did franchise him? Do you think he would make a...
I think you'd be in exactly the same situation that the 49ers are in with Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
But I think he would be louder like CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I think you'd kind of take the Cowboys situation and the Niners situation, you kind of slap them all together.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the last thing any player wants when you're that good, is to get the damn franchise tag on you. And Ayuk is getting paid $14 million this year. And at worst, he's worth what Deontay Johnson was getting paid.
For sure.
Which is the $18 million. I think the whole thing is just outstanding. It's great for talk radio.
It really is.
Yes.
Jerry also went on to say that, hey, it's not like they would be getting Deebo Samuel. I'm not sure every team in the league would value Deebo Samuel more than Brandon Ayuk.
I would.
I know you would. I know you would. Because you like Cordarrelle Patterson, and they do a lot of stuff like...
Yeah. The more you could do, the better. And then it just is a headache for the defense. Like, I mean, if you could run the ball and you could catch, and you could play receiver and you could play running back, like, that you have to account for that person as what? Like, whenever you... Like, what are they? Like,
they
I don't know.
They got a few guys like that, too.
Yeah.
I think the reason why this didn't get done pre-draft with Ayuk is because they were hoping at some point the money that they offered Ayuk would be enough for him to stay. And I think ultimately they wanted him to stay because Deebo Samuel, for the weapon that he is a durability concern.
Correct.
Because of the way that they use him. And you do wonder at some point if they then taper off the running back kind of stuff and just have him straight up as a wide receiver, if it's going to keep leading to him getting hurt.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.